crazy roommate stories. I've talked about the fact that I had a roommate in college who I discovered slept with a knife, a huge hunting knife under his pillow, just in case, he said, just in case. And it wasn't until I offered him some chocolate Yoo-hoo drink that we kind of bonded.
And that was the olive branch, yeah.
That was apparently the olive branch that I didn't know what happened. So anyways, crazy roommate stories. Got a text from a listener years ago. My roommate and best friend at the time was in a relationship with a guy from Oklahoma that she met online. She wanted to move him in with us, and I refused. She decided to have him move here anyway and tried to hide him from me by having him never leave her bedroom.
Come on now, what?
Figured it out one day when I came home early and found him in the apartment, and I lost my mind.
Wow.
It ended the friendship, unsurprisingly. LOL.
Wow.
Like, that's bold.
Wow.
That is bold.
Oh, my goodness. That's much. Ashley says, I found out her ex-boyfriend had secretly moved back into our place.
Another one?
What is this?
What is all these?
I mean, not into the apartment, mind you, into her walk-in closet.
Okay.
She was letting him sleep in there at night just until he got back on his feet. He'd sneak out while I was at work, apparently shower and eat our food. I only found out because I caught him brushing his teeth in the kitchen at 2 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
We made eye contact. I screamed. No one has recovered.
Wow.
What is going on?
The secret roommates are crazy.
What is going on? Oh, my gosh.
Rachel texted and said, my roommate's sister and her boyfriend drank a bottle of champagne I had bought in Napa Valley and wanted to replace it with a bottle from the liquor store the next day.
Oh, that is not the same.
That is not the same at all.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, James, my roommate was a sleepwalker, but not just any kind. He'd cook in his sleep.
Oh, wow.
One night I woke up to the sound of the blender going full blast.
Oh, wow. That's dangerous.
Walked in. He's making a protein shake. Completely asleep. Shirtless. Eyes half open, just muttering, gains. Gotta get the gains. And then he chugged it, went back to bed like nothing happened. He didn't remember a thing in the morning.
He's a sleep chef.
He's gotta get the gains.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Crazy roommate stories. Tish had a roommate fake her own engagement.
What?
She says, no joke. She even started wearing a ring and told all of our neighbors she was engaged. I didn't even know she was seeing anyone. Turns out she wasn't.
Yep, nope. That was fake, too.
She wanted people to think someone was, quote, finally treating her right. She threw what I can only assume was an engagement party in our living room alone, came home to cupcakes, a bottle of Prosecco.
What?
And her in her white dress dancing to Ed Sheeran by herself. We didn't stay roommates much longer.
Yeah, no, because she's a little crazy.
Wow.
That's a little crazy. That's sad.
That is, wow.
That's sad. Oh, my goodness. It's one thing to, like, send flowers to yourself for Valentine's Day.
I mean, who
has
them, right?
Pretending to have a boyfriend. But going as far as to start wearing a ring saying you're engaged and throwing yourself a party with some excuse as to why your fiancé can't be at your engagement party? Are you insane?
Yeah, that's some deeper-seated issues right there.
That is therapy. We need therapy. Rebecca, my roommate once found a baby squirrel outside and decided it was now our baby.
Oh.
She named it Jeremy.
Jeremy?
Jeremy the squirrel. And made it a bed in the laundry hamper and fed it almond milk from a dropper.
Wow.
It got loose one night. We never saw Jeremy again.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Hopefully Jeremy
went out to try his hand at the big world.
Yeah, hopefully Jeremy didn't become food for an owl.
Oh, wow.
All right. These are good stories.
My goodness.
Crazy
I'm feeling much
stories.
Better about my roommates in college.
Yeah, right?
Who once met my parents in their underwear.
Yeah, but
my roommate and her boyfriend.
Yeah, see? All good.
Despite having 2 hours notice that they were coming.
It's all good.
Okay.
Last one. Todd said, I had a roommate who sold my stuff.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. What? Sold your stuff?
He said, I left town for a weekend. Came back and my futon, coffee table, and lamp were gone. He told me, I thought you moved out.
What?
I had been gone 48 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
He had sold my stuff on Facebook Marketplace, used the money to buy a fog machine and laser lights for living room vibes. He said it would help with the ambiance. He paid me some of the money back, and I moved out a week later.
I'm sorry. Do you not have your roommate's phone number to text and say, hey, bro, are you coming home? Or where are you? Like, did you move out? And if so, can I sell your stuff?
Where's Todd?
Oh, where's Todd? Selling stuff.
Must have moved out.
Needs fog machine. Laser lights.
Oh my gosh.
Makeover.
Oh my gosh.
That's insanity. That's literally insane. He was gone for 48 hours.
He was just comes back. He's like, dude.
I guess lesson here is let's communicate with our roommates when you are going to be gone for the weekend. Hey, maybe. Not moving out. I got a trip. I'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be back. Don't sell my stuff.
See you soon.
All right, there you go. Good stories. Stuff.